Please welcome Mark Holtzman.
Terry, thank you very much. This is a wonderful gathering for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it is very symbolic of Colorado in the year 2002. If you were to look at our economy just 10 years ago, and I understand we're going through some challenging economic times right now. I face it every day in my line of work. But if you were to put things in perspective and look back a decade ago, you would see a Colorado economy that was essentially based on the triple pillars of agriculture, mining, and tourism. And while those are important parts of our economy today, clearly technology has catapulted into the number one driving force of energy, catapulting Colorado's economy forward today into the future. Now, if you even look at what's happened over the last 3 or 4 years, you would have seen a technology sector in Colorado that would have essentially been comprised of communications, cable, and traditional high tech. And today, those continue to be an important part and foundation of what our technology economy is all about in Colorado. But we are so much more than that. I would say the economy in Colorado has expanded to basically 4 different subsectors that are each in their own right very powerful. Secondly, we have aerospace and defense. There are over 110,000 people today in our state that are directly employed in the aerospace and technology related areas of the defense industry. And that part of our economy has tremendous potential going forward. Thanks to the work of Joe Snell, Rocky Scott, and others, Governor Owens recently announced his intention to bring aboard a full-time space advocate in our Office of Innovation and Technology. We're going to be one of 2 states in the country to have a full-time space advocate, and we are in a very highly competitive and charged environment with Florida and California for our share of the domestic space defense pie in the United States. And it's even more than a domestic issue. There are many countries against which we're competing, and certainly post 9/11, there are many defense national security aspects that can easily be tied in to that part of the sector on which we're going to be focusing considerably. And this is going to be a great growth area for Colorado going forward. We're studying what California and Florida are doing, for instance. In Florida, they recently organized a statewide space authority. And this authority proposed to the legislature and passed a 7-point agenda of various incentives and other encouraging elements to further build and make the space industry grow in Florida. And we're going to be looking at and doing a best practices comparable study. We're going to empower the space advocate to effectively lobby in Washington to bring together the resources that Colorado has. Congressman Joel Heffley, one of the most senior members of Congress on the Armed Services Committee, Congressman Scott McGinnis, we have an incredible amount of talent at Colorado's disposal, and Governor Owens intends to unite and leverage that focus so that we can see the benefits more clearly in Colorado going forward. Thirdly, there's an incredible amount of good news in the biotech life science space. With the activity through the Health Science Center at the University of Colorado, with the developments at Fitzsimmons, we are in the process right now of creating a biotech epicenter in Colorado that in 10 years from now may make biotech and life sciences the leading technology employer in the state of Colorado. And then the fourth element in our technology approach in Colorado is going to focus more on what we can do to even grow further the venture capital industry in the state. And you're certainly going to hear from Rick Patch and the great job that he and his partners do at Sequel. And we have seen a tremendous upsurge in domestic venture capital available in Colorado in just the last several years. But there's a lot more that can be done. We need more domestic homegrown resources here. When Governor Owens and I travel the country, we always meet with leading venture capital firms. At a meeting not long ago with John Doerr, the senior partner of Kleiner Perkins, the largest venture capital firm in America based in California, John told us that for the time and effort it takes for him to make an investment in Colorado and send someone here to participate in board meetings and to play an active role, as they normally do in the venture capital industry at the startup phase in a company's embryonic life, they can do 2 to 3 times the number of companies in their own backyard in California. So we need to work harder. We need to expand this industry. Even people in the industry now, and I'm sure Rick and others would agree, would say that a critical mass will create its own momentum and energy. And 1 + 1 + 1 = more than 3 in this instance. So we're going to be focusing very much on trying to capitalize on the gains that have already been realized in the venture capital industry. We want to take it forward to the next step, and we want to see an exponential increase in the amount of domestic venture capital, because only then will we have the resources in our own backyard to fund startups and to have more coordinated research activities with our universities and academic institutions so that we can be a fully integrated technology hub. I would just leave you with this thought, and I echo what Terry said earlier. We understand, we are very mindful of the fact that this economy is in tumultuous transition right now. I agree with the Rocky headline that the recession is over, but I would add the caveat of the other part of that headline, reports hint. I think Rob would appreciate me doing that. The point is that nobody knows when the economy is going to turn. We do know this, that our economy today in Colorado is more diversified than at any other moment in the state's history. We are buffered against the kind of shockwaves that this economy would have experienced just 10 or 15 years ago. We will never again see the kinds of job vacancy rates and open office space for let that we saw here in Colorado in the mid-1980s. And in large part, it's due to the men and women that are here in this room today. You are the face of the hidden hand of the free marketplace that so often goes unnoticed but is absolutely critical to the kind of Colorado that we're all trying to build. I would ask you to hang in there, to be confident, to be optimistic, to understand that being in this environment is a lot different than even 12 or 18 months ago when there were probably tens of thousands of vacancies. But I still believe that it is the job of responsible public policy leadership to look out 10 years or more. And if you take a decade-long view, I am firmly of the opinion that Colorado will still require 100,000 new highly skilled technology professionals over the next decade. And it's the job of public policy leadership that is looking ahead to the future to create the talent pool and the mechanism and the resources and to put in place the collaborative efforts between our education institutions and the private sector to ensure that we are going to be ready for the upturn when it happens. Be comforted by the fact that this administration has dedicated millions of dollars to job retraining. The Colorado Institute of Technology, which just a year ago was focused on a quantitative outlook, is completely shifted to a qualitative approach. We're looking at retooling the skills of professionals. We're looking at funding job retraining programs. We're looking at putting academic efforts in place that will allow for people that are displaced to become retrained and to become active, productive parts of the technology workforce. And let's face it, while we are in a downturn, while Colorado's economy is mirroring the rest of the country, we are fortunate in that it is not as precarious as other parts of America or other technology hubs. And the good news is that the more we can diversify our economy, the more we can actively prepare for the future, we're going to be able to make a difference. Now, the last thought I would leave you with is, in this technology environment, don't lose sight of why we're doing this. I had a discussion with Pat and Larry Nelson earlier today for their radio program. And in it, I talked about the need for people to understand that there's nothing wrong with wanting to be successful and make money, and there's nothing incompatible with the idea of being successful, making money, helping others, and having fun at the same time. And it's very important never to lose sight of this. And also, it is important, even in this time of economic challenge, to understand that there is a digital divide in Colorado today. That divide is no longer geographic. It's almost entirely cultural. And we are looking at an environment where almost half of our population, especially women and minorities, risk becoming permanently disenfranchised from any benefits of the technology economy. And we must cross that digital divide. We must bridge it. We must eliminate it. And the way to do that is through education. And that's why this governor has been very focused on improving standards of measurement for education. And it's why we are so proud of what Bill and Melinda Gates have done by providing the seed capital for the creation of our first high-tech high school, which is going to be on the Lowry Air Force Base here in the Metro Denver area. I'm pleased to report today that we've raised over $5.5 million toward our $10 million target. We just received a major commitment from the Compaq Computer Corporation. They're going to provide all the laptops, wireless laptops, for every child. This school is going to be based on the San Diego model. It's going to be at least 40% comprised of kids from families on school lunch aid, and that's the broadest measurement that we think is available for the kinds of kids that we're trying to empower and franchise to go forward in this technology economy. We are going to have a 13-to-1 ratio of students to advisors. We are going to require, as they do in the San Diego model that has been very successful, the teachers to get into the households before school starts of their 13 advisees. And when Jerry Wartgau, the superintendent, I might add the dynamic superintendent of the Denver Public School System, heard about this, he raised this issue with a couple of teachers in Denver, and he said, why don't we try this type of thing? It might make sense. And the Colorado Education Association, the teachers union, came back and said, no, we're not social workers. Well, we're going to be a charter school. We're not going to be bound by those restraints. We're going to have teachers that are willing to try things, even if they don't work. I'd rather try and fail than never attempt. We're going to create a laboratory that is going to be a model for the public school system. Every 11th and 12th grader is going to have a required internship component. This is going to be a wide open space school. Thanks to Compaq, this is going to be the first public school in America where every student is going to have a completely wireless interface laptop. It will be theirs to keep as long as they stay in the school and in the program. And we are not creating a vocational school here. We intend that all of these kids and these youngsters are going to go on to four-year institutions of higher learning. So this is the type of model we're trying to create. It's the kind of project that we're trying to put forward to really make a difference. We're going to have a professional recruiter that David Greenberg, the CEO of New Schools Development Corporation, the holding company for this effort, has hired, who is going to be a minority recruiter, who's going to have be tasked with the job of going into churches and communities and schools and neighborhood organizations to try to identify the kinds of kids that would normally fall through the cracks and wouldn't be applicants to a school like this, because these are the kids we're trying to reach. So I'm excited about this. I'm trying to give you some degree of satisfaction that we are at the darkest hour of the night, and that's the hour before dawn. Things are getting better. There's incredibly positive energy all around us. There's a lot happening. The recovery may not be as fast as we hope, but there are definite signs that Colorado's technology economy is on the rebound and on the strong rebound. There are going to be plenty of opportunities. You are the energy behind that recovery. We are at your disposal, and we're trying to create a public sector support organization that brings together the best that our private sector, public sector, and academic institutions have to offer to create the kind of coordinating push that is worthy of your support. Thank you very much. Nice to be here this evening.